This is the archives meeting, and this is Sepide Khosroja from KPFA. Hello? And I'm chairing the meeting, and I'm going to take a role. I don't have a role in front of me, but please tell who is here.
Annie Hallett. Carolyn Burden.
Bonnie Simmons.
And Brian DeShazer, right?
Right, and then, yes.
Okay. We don't have an agenda for the meeting, but the reason that we had this meeting in such a short notice is because the archives fundraising is on December 6th, and we would like to hear from Brian the type of help he needs and how we can support the archives day. And Annie wants to give us a very short report on maybe 2-3 minutes on his conversation with Amakanyan, right? Charles Amakanyan. Okay. So we start with Brian. Brian, please let us know what's going on and how we can help you.
I'm going to ask that somebody else take over for a moment because I'm actually lost and I'm stuck in an elevator somewhere.
Okay, so Annie, you go ahead and give your report.
Okay. So I called Charles. He's very busy this weekend. He has a huge concert tonight and tomorrow night, or Saturday night. And but we had talked before. I did make a small report once to the archive committee about the other minds requesting volunteers to help listen to some of the recently transcribed music documents. There's about 200 of them that they've already transcribed. And I'm not sure if there's 2,000 or 4,000 that is the total.
What is it, 4,000 tapes?
4,000 CDs, or whatever they are at this point.
Okay.
They're probably tapes, and they're being converted to CDs.
Okay.
And so what they need is actual listeners, people, to listen and write down on a grid what is there. You know, the amount of time for this, who's talking to whom, all of that sort of thing. And it's kind of very exciting. I think, you know, there are some listeners that would just be thrilled to be helping on a really hands-on place. I mean, we usually only ask for money. But this would be, you know, volunteer to actually take into possession, you know, one of the documents and research it and then turn it back in. So I think it's a very exciting component of listener involvement in archiving. So he's recently gotten a very nice grant from the Interior Department to do historical restoration of these
pieces. Excuse me, where he got the grant?
I believe it's the Interior Department. It's $180,000 over a 2-year period, and he is going to be matching that. But I think we should focus on just the not, you know, helping him raise money. That's his business. But, I mean, we may want to change our mind, but
so
for this particular event...
I'm interrupting. I want to ask you, and he got a grant for $180,000?
Right.
And to
put to help CDs? Transcribe and preserve this music archive.
Oh, to help transcribe.
Yeah. So he's already transcribed 200, I believe, and but still doesn't... He has a very small staff. He was just totally out of control today. He doesn't have enough help. And so, you know, the archiving is a very time-consuming thing. So what I was proposing is that he make a very short cart that could be run on the day of the archives event, just saying, you know, if you would like to help hands-on, we are soliciting...
Who joined us?
LaVorn. Hi.
Hi, LaVorn.
LaVorn,
we are listening to Annie Hallett reporting on her conversation with Charles Amakanyan regarding the music CDs that he wants to archive and preserve. Okay, go ahead, Annie.
So the one thing we would like to solicit is people would just have to contact the other minds and say they would like to be a volunteer, and then they would be in charge of, you know, making that happen. So that we would be doing a kind of a hands exchange between the KPFA, Pacifica Archives, and the other minds. So it would be like a teamwork on this project.
I don't know if we can make this decision for the stations, but Brian, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, everybody?
Yeah. What do you think about this?
The people that are rotating in the archives already have a contract regarding that they're supposed to send us copies of everything once it's been digitized, and also credit for the give KFA and Pacific as a credit on every recording. So we're working with Charles Canyon on that material. And as far as people coming in to volunteer to listen to material for transcription, then the Pacifica Archives needs that as well. Charles M. Mercanian is a separate entity, and they get their own funding. And then, granted, it is a Pacifica item, but that material has been given to Charles to take care of. And on our fund drive, it's not really appropriate to do a part for another organization when we're trying to raise funds for ours.
I agree with Brian, because not that I do not value these archives, but it's becoming like soliciting help for another entity.
Well, it's a different kind of help. We're not asking for any of the listeners to do anything physical, and this is, KPFA archives. My opinion is some people are good at donating time and some people are good at donating money. Why not take advantage of everything?
Yeah, I suggest that he needs to come to the local programmings and solicit help.
He's not doing that. I'm the one that's trying to facilitate.
Yeah, maybe you need to talk to like morning show and have interview with him. But on Archives Day, we should just concentrate on Pacifica Archives.
Right, and also it's a national broadcast too. So to call for volunteers.
Right.
Broadcast that's going into New York for local Berkeley area isn't appropriate. But I would encourage that the local programming council consider it for KPFA. I think that's
right.
For the elements in a national broadcast. I don't mean to be negative right away.
And I agree with that. I think that it's a great idea, but it's just it's the only day of the year that's all about Pacifica Archive. And at least my desire is just be about Pacifica Archives. So I don't know how the rest of the people feel about it. Do you want to comment on that? I mean, Bonnie or LaVarne or Carolyn?
This is Bonnie. I agree that although I think that we might be able to do something about it in the future, I think that we need to stick to our focus on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Right. Thanks. And thanks for your work on that, Annie. It really is important to support Charles. It's just a matter of making sure that the shared contract is fulfilled. So we're happy to help him and encourage that. But we're hoping also that he returns in favor the copies of all the programs for the Pacifica Archives, as well as putting credit on the archive.org downloads of those.
This is Carolyn. Brian, I have a question.
Sure.
Is our only contribution going to be listeners listening to this, or is there a financial? I missed the financial details here. I'm not sure of the relationship here between.
Are you talking about the Other Minds or the Pacifica fundraiser?
I'm not sure. Oh, no, the Other Minds, yes.
There's no money involved.
Uh-huh. So he has to raise the money and do the work.
So you're looking for volunteers. Could it be from any station?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of going to otherminds.com.
Yeah.
It's an independent relationship.
Station-based. What we need to do is just spread the words in our local stations, and then, Annie, you would be the contact person with the Charles or McCartney, and you can send a note to, and then say, each local programming, like as they feel it's suitable to them, they can cover and talk about it and maybe give a contact number or website for him to solicit, but not on Archive Day. So we all agreed on that, right?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I will report to him that you will not be interested in doing my proposal.
It's not that we're interested in doing it. I am really interested in hearing about it and helping and finding other helps for that. But it's just not that the specific day, December 6th. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
I will make that clear.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, all of us are very interested to help. but not that specific. Okay, Brian, are you ready for your report?
Yeah, so thanks for everybody for being patient. I was at the bank and they closed and they stuffed me into the parking lot and I couldn't get out. We wanted to change the meeting to 7 instead of 6, so I really apologize.
No, that's okay. What happened was there is only one number for Pacifica, and KPFA Outreach Committee needs the number. So we have to finish this meeting by 7:15. So we have to just talk about everything we want now.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm ready. So yeah, it's been a very busy 2 weeks that we've been in the archive arranging things, not only in terms of content, but building specific premiums that are unique to our broadcast and fulfilling what we intended to do this year was to break out of the hour-to-hour every hour being a different subject matter of academia, Native American rights programming or the women's movement or the civil rights movement. And we've sort of tried to sort of broaden and give more time to a subject so that they post.
Brian, can I ask you, how many hours of programming is total?
How many what?
How many hours of programming total for the archive?
18 hours.
18 hours.
Right, and the archive's website has been updated today on a lot of materials and information on times and schedules at each local station.
Oh, great.
Each local station will have free speech radio news and the local news broadcast in their regular time. The news is very sacred to Pacifica, and the archives allow every year for the stations to let local news and free speech radio news run.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing free speech radio news is that they usually do a story about the archives fund drive day so that the affiliates receive some sort of information when it runs on affiliate stations that this is happening. So on the archives website, each station has a separate schedule listed so listeners can see what is regularly going to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 18 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 7 a.m. on the East Coast, which is 4 a.m. on the West Coast. Deepa Fernandez in the morning show will start it off with 2 hours of programming called In Memoriam, and it's the remembering Ossie Davison, Susan Sontag, and James Foreman.
Wow.
The number he's lost.
Mm-hmm.
The good she's getting Ruby D to come in live into the studio to talk about Ossie Davis and how important the collection that we have of Ossie is. So I think we really have a special way to kick it off, remembering those that we've lost. And then we go into, I'm walking, so I don't have my schedule with me, so I'm only going by memory, but nobody knows it better than me at this point. Let's see, so 6 o'clock a.m. on the East Coast, and, West Coast, and 9 a.m. on the East Coast. How is that?
What is it again? What's it again?
6 a.m. on the West Coast.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
9 a.m. on the East Coast. Sorry about that.
Brian, I'm looking at the website now if you want me to read you the schedule.
Well, we can all go on, can't we?
Why don't you just look at it, and then if you have, things that sort of...
Go ahead.
Just PacificaRadioArchive.org. Uh-huh.
Right. So basically, 6 a.m. is the Democracy Now! Hour at a lot of the stations. So Amy Goodman, Democracy Now! Is being preempted, but Amy Goodman is hosting those 6 and 9 a.m. hours on the West Coast and 9 and noon on the East Coast.
Great.
The War and Peace documentary. And the War and Peace will be a four-part program. Each is an hour. Each hour hosted by Amy in terms of pitching. The documentary tells the story of the five-day broadcast using old footage, new interviews, and new readers. We've enlisted, I think, over 20 now new readers from Helen Thomas and Robert Fisk and Mumia Abu-Jamal and a number of other high-profile people to sort of bring the project from 1970 into 2005 without actually having to be overtly anti-war about it. So it's really been exciting. Friday, we're actually filming live an interview from London, Nikolai Tolstoy and Anastasia Tolstoy, the two senior members of the Tolstoy family. So we'll have four generations of Tolstoys on the day-long broadcast.
This is just too good to be true. Wow.
The big leap for this year is because Democracy Now! Has seen this War and Peace project, which is over 108 hours of reel-to-reel tape that we discovered. It's all digitized and will be part of a $3,000 premium during those hours. And if anybody can pitch it, Amy can. Books of War and Peace, like the correct edition, the translation that we're using, they're donating 100 copies of the book to us. We are having the Russian Foreign Film Academy Award War and Peace film as a premium. It's new on DVD. So we're having some exciting premiums built around it as well. Between 6 and 9, we'll have Ambrose Lane, Margaret Prescott, host an hour on the civil rights movement. We have recently given the audio of Rosa Parks to the Henry Ford Museum, where the bus where Rosa Parks sat in or refused to stand up exists. And so that Rosa Parks interview is in the museum as filed through the press.
Brian, can I ask you, what's the goal of this? I mean, how much do you want to raise?
Yeah, we want to raise $180,000.
Yeah,
It's really $10,000 an hour. I really believe that we can do it because, you know, I have to believe in the power of the archives and the power of really good pitchers like Bonnie, who's going to be coming down with us and helping with the music part of it, which we haven't gotten to yet. Jim Bennett. We've got Amy Goodman, Davey D. We have Margaret Prescott, Ambrose Lane, Zarina Shakir, Jerry Quigley, and Mark Torres, and myself, and Kubinski. So it looks really good. Damu Smith and Sonali Kolhatkar will be hosting an hour on Howard Zinn's People's History from the United States. That's a DVD premium. This year, the big premium is the vouchers. Last year, we offered, you know, a voucher, gift certificate, redeemable for any program, past, present, or future, and it was one of the big premiums last year. It was very lucrative because a lot of people didn't turn them in and redeem them. So this year we're going to increase that pitch and make like a booklet. You can buy a gift certificate for 6 tapes. You can, and then the receiver can redeem them for 6 single CDs or a 6 pack of Malcolm X or something like that. One of my favorite hours is, I think, 5 o'clock East Coast. 5 o'clock West Coast time. Bell Hooks, a wonderful author, feminist African American woman, will be listening to clips of the women of the civil rights movement: Rosa Parks, Fannie Lou Hamer, Lena Horne, Dorothy Dandridge, Ella Baker, and Florence somebody. Florence. It'll come.
Florence Kennedy. Flo Kennedy.
Oh, that's it. Florence Kennedy. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So Bell really fired up to, you know, ask what the questions are of today.
Brian, are you still walking? You're cutting in and out.
I am walking.
Oh, okay. Your voice is cutting in and out.
Okay. I'll try to talk louder or
thank you.
A place where it'll open up again. Is it okay now?
Brian, so we haven't, at least I haven't received the email version of the archives announcement.
Right, that should go out probably Saturday. I wanted to hit Saturday to give people time to forward it on Sunday. Sunday, when people that go to their workplace will be able to read it. New piece of mail. And they'll be able to listen on Tuesday. You know, we did over 20,000 postcards already. Each station was kind enough to give us 5,000 names from their mailing list. So we printed 20,000 cards, and we have singly, you know, our staff has done the set and labeling and mailing of those. And we also have a bunch of staff. We sent pictures out to be hung in bookstores, museums, and et cetera. So thanks to a few of those who on this committee who asked for some to be mailed to them, and we did our own mailing to stores that we knew about. I think there's going to be another siren in a second. No, we're okay. So I think in the next few days, look for some materials that will help you promote the event, both via email and the other way that you can think of to do it, phone calls.
So what would it be logical to say for the next, before we receive your announcement, we can go to your website and download, I mean, copy and paste your the schedule and start sending them out, right?
Right, absolutely. And again, the schedule is going to change a little bit based on new performers and new guests who are committing and not committing. Let Bonnie sort of talk about the music portion of it now that I've talked about peace and the civil rights. And before we get to that, we have a few hours of Mimi Rosenberg, Ken Nash from New York, and Building Bridges in an hour on the labor movement. All right, so now I'm a little bit out of breath. Bonnie, do you want to talk about the music end of it for a little bit?
Sure. It looks like we're going to do 4 hours. It's floating around a little bit, but either 11 a.m. West Coast time or noon West Coast time. We had a little bit of a setback today with a band that may be actually falling out of the schedule. And I know that Mark Torres is working on that right now.
Right.
Then the rest of the music will be from 7 to 10 in the evening. And should be comprised of 4 live groups. I'm afraid I'm going to jinx it, Brian. Can I say who it is at least?
Website, so we're okay with that.
It's up there already?
Yeah, they're up there already.
Oh, okay, cool. Ricky Lee Jones, Michelle Schacht.
All right.
Billy G, who worked with Ry Cooder on Ry Cooder's Chavez Ravine record. Wendy Waldman. And hopefully something good during the day. We just, as I said, have to kind of work around something that happened today. And we will also have a number of pre-record tracks out of the archive of, an historic track here and there from various people that we've collected over the years. So I think it's going to be really good.
Great.
I'm excited about the vouchers. I think that's a really good way to go with the premiums because it allows us to talk about a lot of things that are in the archive that people might want to pick up on as what they get for having taken a voucher. Even though we may not be highlighting those particular things during the day, we'll be able to talk about the breadth of the archive.
And that'll take 15 hours.
Okay.
Thanks, Bonnie. I think what we really want from, or what I'd like to ask you to do as committee members, is to be sure that your stations are using the audio promos, which went out like 3 weeks ago, and I'm still hearing rumors that some stations still haven't even looked at them much, or listened to them, much less are airing them. So that's disheartening when you try to get promos out early and nobody is using them.
Ronnie, sure. Can you make sure, because you're at the station, that
they're on KPFA.
They're on BAI, too. I heard them.
Okay.
Yeah, but then, Bonnie, I have been listening to the station, and I haven't heard. Maybe they were once or twice.
No, I've heard them. They're on a lot.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
On.
Maybe you heard it once or twice, but is it okay to have it more until, as we get closer?
You don't want to put people off.
I hope that we will. I haven't actually looked at the scheduling of them, and William has just come back from working in New Orleans.
No, I know. I'm just saying that maybe if you mention it to him, that as we get closer, we get more of the cards played more.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's all. I'm sure they have it.
be doing live liners. We'll have live information in the booth. And
right,
that
that's
usually
true. I heard from a few programmers
better.
About the archives, because we talked about it in the program console as well, too. But if you, because you're at this station, you ask people to promote either in their programs or just, you know, just playing the card, that would be so great.
Right,
yes.
And if there's not a poster in the stations, there should be, because the posters were sent to station
the
managers.
The posters?
That's the one.
Yeah, there's a big stack, and Sarv told me today he took them all the way up into Northern California on the holidays, so they're completely covering Northern California.
Excellent. I knew we could count on SAR for that. let's see, what else? I think the other thing is the websites. You know, our website has a lot of information, a lot of graphics, photographs, and if the station websites would put a little blurb on their websites and then link them to us, that would be great. A new thing this year we are doing is live streaming from the archives website of the whole day.
Wow.
After each hour, there will be streaming on demand. So if you miss the 6 a.m. broadcast and you're up at 10 a.m., you can go back and listen to it online.
Mm.
We will also have, my new favorite part is the premiums. Some selected premiums will be allowed to be downloaded from the website. So if you call in with your pledge, we'll give you a password. You can go download your program and have your premium within, you know, however long it takes to download it.
Awesome. Wow, this was about time to do it.
Amazing.
This is great.
Right.
So then you don't have to send it to them.
Question. Who is doing the technical audio?
John Sirius, Otis McClay, Jenna Allison, and Andrea Hull.
Uh-huh.
So we have four people that are just met today to finalize how everything was going to happen. The website was one of our biggest concerns this year because in the past 2 years it has not done as well as it should based on, you know, a couple things that we knew about that we couldn't control but now we can fix. Last year we had PayPal was the only available way to make a donation and, you know, that wasn't the best choice. A lot of people don't like PayPal and won't donate that way. So this year we'll have, you know, various ways that you can use your credit card and pay for your premium. So those are sort of like the exciting highlights. Again, like I think the only thing that concerns me is that a lot of the promotions has been around the War and Peace 35th anniversary and the 4 hours. And a lot of people are assuming that the entire day is going to be War and Peace. So if you just sort of like help talk about the other events, then we'll be fine. That's the way
You know what? It's funny you say that because before you come online, John and I, we were discussing, and I was that was my assumption, that most of it has to do with the War and Peace. So, I mean, not that I didn't like it, but that was an assumption. So I think we should really get into, you know, because everybody says, oh, they, you know, get for people who like other stuff, say they're way more than that.
Right. In the next day or two, we'll have new promos going out to the stations that will help highlight the civil rights movement and the music and talk about the whole day as a fundraiser. So we're giving people little bits of tastes of a little bit of everything, and the War and Peace was the major thing to pique people's interest and at least get them to go to our website and look at what else is going on during the day. But to sort of like help solve that, and this isn't a fix-it problem, but this is one of the things I wanted to do in any way, is at the top of every hour between the transition between show and show, we'll have a clip of one of the old readers and one of the new readers reading the same passage. So you'll hear Dustin Hoffman reading page 1389, and then all of a sudden Shirley Knight will be taking over. Or Cindy Sheehan will be taking over of what Anne Bancroft did 35 years ago. So there will be a definite sort of like hands across 35 years of Tolstoy's War and Peace. And I'm really, really excited about Nikolai Tolstoy. He's Count Nikolai Tolstoy, mind you. And I was able to talk to him this morning in London about his family. So it's really exciting. There really isn't enough time to devote to it. I would have liked to have devoted at least 6 hours to all of the information that we have on this project, but our team really didn't feel that that was enough to make the money that we needed to make. We really needed to enter in, you know, the power of the archives is really in the civil rights movement, the most historic
materials are in the civil rights movement. And also the music, which is, you know, as it should be, a good feel, money-making thing. And we also have Buffy St. Marie, who will be calling in live from Hawaii, talking about the 1969 concert she gave with Malvina Reynolds for Alcatraz Indians. Those recordings were just preserved recently out in Philadelphia. And a good thing to celebrate is that we just received all of our master reel-to-reels back from Philadelphia as of yesterday. So everything's been returned to us in good health, digitized, cataloged, and some transcribed. And we've also finished our final reports from our Recording Academy and National Endowment for the Arts grants as of today.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So we're still looking for a property to store everything. Is that right?
We haven't made a single bit of headway on that, really.
Uh-huh. Because we'll do that next week.
No, because
the week
we don't
after.
Have an ED. As soon as we have an ED, we should start working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. I think what really has to happen is the infrastructure of the foundation, because we really have got a lot of people that have to be involved with capital campaigns and endowments,
mm-hmm.
and where
good
the
point.
Money goes,
okay.
and how it's saved, you know, and
right.
banked, protected.
Okay.
We did have a really good meeting with the auditors, came and visited us a couple weeks ago. Surprise, surprise. They did surprise us. It was a
pop
quiz.
You mean the
EDD? No. The auditor.
The hired
auditors for national office.
Was
right.
it Ross Wisdom?
Yeah, I think so. There were two of them that came down with Ben Garcia. So it's actually really a very good meeting. Because we were able to give them more information on how we've done accounting of our grants, monies, and expenses, and income, and solve some of the problems that our business manager has been having with the methods that National Office has been using at the station level. Now, there'd always remember there's the station accounting that does one thing, and then the archives has a little special things that have to happen. So the auditors were very impressed with Mariana Berkovich's work, and everything was fine. We got a grade A+ and a gold star, and Mariana got a hug and a kiss from an auditor, which I didn't think would happen very often.
Wow. That says a lot from auditors.
Right. So, you know, it's a very difficult time chaotically in the archives. Everybody's working, you know, 12 hours a day. We'll be done on Tuesday. I'm really happy that you're all there and willing to help and at least there to listen. You know, sometimes it's neat to just tell people what's going on and hear myself talk. I love hearing myself talk.
And he loves to hear you. Does anybody have any comment on Brian's?
No,
well, it sounds fabulous.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, sounds very
good.
Excited.
Yeah, we are too. We really hope that particularly the WBAI thing and the War and Peace, it really will move you to tears when you hear what those producers were able to do in public radio. When we hear somebody that from 35 years ago say about something historic that the only place it could ever have happened was on Pacifica, it really warms the heart. And I hope it will inspire the entire network to, you know, do more good things and save the world.
And measure it against our past.
Exactly.
That's our standard.
Okay, what's anybody has any other comments?
I was hoping to find a little bit more direct anti-war commentary. There's nothing from pacifist movements of the past or anything of that sort, huh?
No, actually, we did that last year. We did about 2 hours on Pacifica, War, Peace, and Pacifica is what we called it.
Uh-huh.
And we did major montages of Vietnam reports and how Pacifica reported during times of war and peace. And one, it didn't make any money. And two, I think that you know, what Pacifica is doing on a regular daily basis and what they do regarding the war on a daily basis is where people really need to be informed. And during the War and Peace part of it, we are going to include Iraq war headlines.
Okay.
Because because the Vietnam reports were part of the 1970 broadcast. During those 4 hours of War and Peace is where we're going to filter, the 2 hours where Amy's going to be on during the Democracy Now! Hours. Mm-hmm. We'll let the 10 minutes of Democracy Now! Headlines run, then we'll start the content of the broadcast of War and Peace. Okay. So we are kind of contextualizing it, but in a different way.
Okay.
I need to leave. I have another commitment. It's Annie Hallett. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So I guess that we are done, Brian, right? We are going to...
I think so, yeah.
We are going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I think so. Just, yeah, go to the website, look at whatever you can.
I have a question before you leave. Do we want to schedule another meeting? Because last time I wasn't in the meeting and I don't have an idea what happened. I know about the motion that Chernoff put, but I'm asking, do we want to schedule another meeting after the archives for you to report what happened on the archives day?
Well, I read something scheduled on the 12th, I said I read somewhere in one of Sherna's emails that we're supposedly scheduled on December 12th.
Oh, already?
But we
have already a meeting on December 12th?
That's what I read, but I can't confirm it.
Okay, how about if I send a note and ask?
Okay.
Is it a good day, or is it too early for all of us to meet again? Hello?
Yeah, do we have anything else on, except a report, a post-mortem on Archives Day? Do you have anything else on an agenda?
Sherna has her motion. Still we just said pending to further discussions.
All right, good enough.
And we can always, I don't know if you want to put other items on the agenda.
I'm not too sure I can make the 12th, I guess, so I shouldn't even...
Okay, maybe
I shouldn't even raise an objection.
Okay, you know what? I send a note for the next meeting.
Okay.
And I ask for what day would be good for everyone. How about that?
That's fine, thank you.
So we just don't... Because I had no idea about the 12th. So we just, I said about 3 days and see which day people can make it the most.
Yeah, that works better.
Okay, so I will send a note for the next meeting to get a report from the Archives Day. And Brian, meanwhile, we are going to promote it, and we get the stuff from the website, but we are going to wait for you to give us the official announcement by Saturday.
Right. You might get it by Friday. You never know.
Okay,
I hope so. Those email flyer attachments are really very important because we can put them out all over and print them out cheaply. I'll be looking for that. Thank you.
Sorry, Carolyn. I'm not sure what to say that one more time.
I say they're very important because we can print them out cheaply and put them all over. I can, zip out a bunch and leave them in my building and put them in mailboxes. So I'll be looking for that. They're very helpful.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your afternoon, Bonnie.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.